From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The scores of data storage devices, documents, and computers seized from Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan are yielding details about planning for possible al-Qaeda attacks in the United States and elsewhere. Administration officials say the terrorist group was last year considering attacks on commuter rail networks in the U.S., although there's no evidence the planning reached the active level. Intelligence analysts are also finding possible leads on where other top al-Qaeda leaders may be hiding. President Obama travels to Fort Campbell, Kentucky today for a private meeting to express his gratitude to the Navy SEALs who carried out the raid on bin Laden's compound. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the President and Vice President Biden will also be speaking to troops just back from Afghanistan.
President Obama has been under pressure to accelerate the American troop withdrawal from Afghanistan now that Osama bin Laden is dead. Speaking aboard Air Force One, White House spokesman Jay Carney says Mr. Obama does not intend to change course.
In many ways, while the mission against bin Laden was a singular event, it was part of a general intensification of our focus on the AFPAC region.
The president will also meet today with members of the Navy SEAL team that conducted the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. And he'll fly to Indianapolis for an event focused on clean energy jobs. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
The Labor Department has the latest readout on unemployment this morning. Danielle Carson reports some analysts are expecting the numbers to show a slight slowdown in hiring last month.
Monthly hires have averaged 200,000 since the beginning of the year. Analysts say another steady-as-she-goes jobs report should help calm the jitters in Wall Street that higher gas prices are steering the U.S. economy off course. Bank of America Merrill Lynch economist Michelle Meyer.
The labor market looks to be continuing to heal. It's gradual so far, but the trend is one of improvement.
Analysts say fewer workers getting sacked suggest businesses are more confident about the economy. Today's report will show whether they've taken the next step, picking up the tempo of their hiring. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Heavy equipment is being used to clear debris from neighborhoods in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, that were flattened by last week's tornadoes and storms. Bruce Saltamaccia heads a task force that's helping look for dozens of people still missing there.
We came here with a 7-day assignment, and we know it could go to 14 days, whatever they need us for.
Relief groups are also helping people affected by the severe weather in Tuscaloosa. Jason Sutherland is with the Christian relief group Samaritan's Purse.
Our goal is to make this recovery process as painless as we possibly can for folks getting back on their feet.
Tuscaloosa was the hardest-hit community in the nation's deadliest outbreak of tornadoes in decades. More than 300 people were killed. This is NPR News from Washington. Thousands of people living in low-lying communities along the rain-swollen Mississippi River are considering whether to evacuate as the river keeps rising. National Guard troops are fortifying levees downriver in Louisiana to protect against flooding. The government of Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, is requesting a chance to chair the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN for short. But NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports Myanmar's recent elections and its release of detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi last year may not be enough.
Myanmar's president, former General Thein Sein, informed Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono that Myanmar was interested in the chairmanship for 2014. Yudhoyono agreed to raise the issue at the ASEAN summit here this weekend. ASEAN's chairmanship rotates every year. This year, it's Indonesia's turn. Myanmar was due to take the chairmanship in 2005, but international pressure forced ASEAN to scotch that idea in light of Myanmar's human rights situation. The group Human Rights Watch said Myanmar should release political prisoners and begin a dialogue with ethnic minorities. Otherwise, the group warned, giving Myanmar the chairmanship would make ASEAN an international laughingstock. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
Public health officials are bracing for a possible increase in cases of measles in the U.S. this year, mainly as a result of outbreaks in other parts of the world, such as Europe. Patsy Stinchfield is director of infectious disease with Children's of Minnesota Hospital.
There's no medication to treat measles, and that's why preventing it with measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is really important.
Stinchfield says some parents from some ethnic populations in Minnesota are not getting their children vaccinated. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.